When I become one and we become world, will there be any sign or a trace of the lovely contour of your face? And will there be someone around with essentially my kind of sound? When am turns to was and now is back when, will someone have moments like this? Moments of unspoken bliss. And will there be heroes and saints, or just a dark new age of complaints?
That was the Oh Please Let Him Be Immortal Mose Allison in Northampton, Massachusetts, about 4 days ago, singing his reflection on mortality. Was greetings, carbon-based life forms inexplicably terrified of carbon, and welcome to Spider on the Web number 73, the podcast for those with an odd cast of mind, brought to you as always under Creative Commons license, no derivatives, non-commercial. I'll start with the bad news first. Barbara Bova, wife of Ben Bova, passed away recently. A cancer they thought she'd beaten doubled back and ambushed her. Barbara was one of my oldest friends in science fiction. I knew she and Ben were getting married before he did, though not, I'm quite sure, before she did. She was a good writer. She was a terrific agent. She was a fiercely loyal friend, and her laugh registered on the Richter scale. I will miss her powerfully. And my heart goes out to Ben. As many of you know, he bought my first story back in 1972, and many of the ones that followed, and we were co-winners of the Robert A. Heinlein Award last year. Which brings me to more unhappy news, though less grave at least. One of this year's Heinlein Award winners, the great Joe Haldeman, is in hospital in Cincinnati. He received emergency abdominal surgery there on Saturday, September 19th, Things got complicated, and he's been in ICU on a respirator ever since, in and out of consciousness. As I record this on 6 October, Joe's wife Gay has been at his side daily, and she has a superb support base furnished by friends and the local fan community. Joe could use your prayers and or good wishes. Send him cooling thoughts. They need to get his temp down. If you feel a need to send a message of support to Joe and or Gay, his public email address is haldeman@mit.edu. Please try and avoid sending anything that calls for a reply at a time like this. Thanks. Similarly, the best way to send a message to Ben Bova is to go to www.benbova.net and go to the contact link page. Note, too, that there's a link at the top of the page in blue letters called simply Barbara that says, take you to a page that says pretty much everything Ben has to say on the subject. Now, to come at last to some good news, it gives me great, ginormous pleasure to announce that the other co-winner of the 2009 Robert A. Heinlein Award, they're customarily given in pairs, is none other than my good friend John Varley, as I emailed him the moment the announcement was made. Well, it could have happened to a nicer guy, but since it didn't, I suppose it's probably just as well it was you. And speaking of Robert A. Heinlein...
Well, I've been completely flabbergasted today. I never expected anything like this.
That was Robert himself speaking in his hometown of Butler, Missouri, on the first ever Robert A. Heinlein Day. And lately I've been feeling much like he did that day. I want to send out my warmest and deepest thanks to all of you who've sent money and other valuable considerations in recent weeks to help my life partner and co-grandparent Jeannie through her chemotherapy process. Both of us are startled and deeply moved by your number, your generosity, and the kind and heartwarming words you've included with your gifts. God bless you one and all. I cannot tell you how much you have helped us both. Jeannie's still in the fight of her life, with a movie still to finish, and I still need to get 3 novels written in an impossibly short time, but the immediate danger that we'll be doing all this out on the sidewalk in the rain seems past for the time being at least. And in the meantime, Jeannie's eating the best possible diet and pursuing every possible healing option. I feel I owe you some sort of progress report, but I don't want this podcast to turn into a cancer journal. And more important, Jeannie strongly prefers to keep her medical details private. I'll just say it's still early days in chemo, but so far it's not going too badly as such things go. Some unhappy side effects have begun to appear, but nothing we haven't been able to cope with. But I can tell you that the benefit concert thrown here on Bowen Island for Jeannie last week was an enormous success on every possible level, thanks in large part to the energy and organizational savvy of Matt Maxwell, Michelle Mayrink, Jackie Minns, Jacqueline Massey, David Cameron, and so many others. So many talented performers showed up to blow, they had to strictly limit everybody to 2 songs max, and at that, there wasn't room to squeeze in a genius like Todd Butler, who sadly got back off his own latest road tour too late to make the set list. If you've been to many benefit concerts, and or have never spent much time on Bowen Island, you may find this implausible, but there was not one musician or one single song that was tedious to sit through. Every cat and kitty played their rigs till they flipped our wigs and gave us groovy sounds to dig. And it's time I played you some samples of what I'm talking about. I don't yet have the video that was shot that night, so I can't play actual excerpts. Just some representative tracks by at least some of the crew who blew that night. It should be enough to give you an idea. Here to kick it off is the man who was the first performer to take the stage that night, my friend Tony Dominelli. It takes courage to open an evening this special with just your voice and an acoustic guitar, but Tony was the man for the job. He proceeded to prove that what's in your heart is all that really matters.
There's a strange and foreign people living all around among us, and they see us just the same way, with their stranger eyes upon us. But deep inside we're much the same. We all need love and we all have pain. So when you think your luck is down, take a good look all around. Tell me all that really matters. Tell me all that really matters. Isn't love what really matters? All that really matters in the end. and pretend that they won't need you, and pretend that you won't need them. But deep inside, we're much the same. We all need love and we all have pain. Do we have to be reminded? How long have we been blinded? And it's not a matter of who's right or wrong. It's much too late when they are gone. Tell me all that really matters. Tell me all that really matters. Is it love what really matters? All that really matters in the end.
That studio track by Tony Dominelli is taken from the remarkable CD Bowen Eclectic, A Musical View, a CD by several dozen talented artists which was created to raise funds for the Bowen Island Arts Council. If you'd like to score a copy, email admin@biac.ca or visit their website www.biac.ca, or you can phone 604-947-2454. Also on hand that night was the great Pauline LaBelle. Here's a lovely song from her own remarkable CD, Voices in the Sound, Love Songs to Bowen Island. I believe the guitar you'll hear behind her is Toon Shute, another local legend who performed that night, who arranged this track, and the second vocal is by Glenn Yaron. Here's Island Dream.
Of you, she dreamed of me. She dreamed of humpbacks singing in the Salish Sea. She dreamed of heron, ancient cries in the night. She dreamed of mountains welcoming the morning light.
She dreamed of fiddle, she dreamed of horn. She dreamed of choirs singing on the day I was born. She dreamed of laughter, children at play. She dreamed of crickets chirping on a summer's day.
She dreamed of us all, every voice, every song, and in our
she dreamed of us all.
more of Pauline's remarkable music, write to her at Post Office Box D70, Bowen Island, B.C., postal code V0N1G0, or send email to songspinner@shaw.ca. One of the clear highlights of the evening was the set of legendary Canadian singer-songwriter and Juno Award winner Shari Ulrich. I'm going to play you two tracks of Shari's, and I'll tell you why. This first one, I Found You, is from a CD called The View From Here. It was recorded and mixed by Paul Baker at his Baker Street Studios in North Vancouver, and it features among many other musicians the services of Jerry Adolph on drums and Brian Nuke Newcomb on bass, and all these things are also true of my own one and only CD, Belaboring the Obvious, so I feel a certain kinship. Here's I Found You by Shari Ulrich.
Miles of a pebble beach, I wander with the wind. A million rocks beneath my feet, a million thoughts within. A single song caught my eye, so warm and round and smooth. I found you.
On this next track, Why Can't We Get Along, Shari is joined by two more Canadian musical legends, Barney Bentall and Tom Taylor, gentlemen of whom it is truly said that when they put it down, wham, it stays there. And the title of their CD explains why I can't resist quoting it here. It's called Live at Kate's Hill, which is the name of the chapel and community hall in which Jeannie's benefit concert was held.
I can't read the papers, I can't watch the news, I can't bear the who and where and what they say is the truth. Everybody's crazy, avarice and greed, tooth for tooth, eye for an eye, he's never gonna set you free. Oh, why can't we get along? Always told me there's too many on this earth. Nature has a way of getting even, mark my words. You see it in the weather, you see it in the wars. Something tells me she's not gonna take it anymore. Oh, why can't we get along?
There you go, that CD, Barney Bentall, Shari Ulrich, and Tom Taylor, Live at Kate's Hill, is available from Esther Records. The best way to get a hold of them is to either email info@estherrecords.ca or write to Box 152, Bowen Island, BC. Once again, the postal code is V0N1G0. As I believe I indicated earlier, the principal mastermind behind the event was probably Matt Maxwell. He and Michelle Mayrink were the two who kept leaning hardest on Jeannie and me until we agreed to let them put on a benefit concert for us. I can't play you any of Michelle's music because she's not a musician. The best I can do is refer you to her superb performance in Francis Ford Coppola's The Outsiders and in the first of the Nerd movies, among others. Here's Matt, however, with his track from the Bowen Eclectic CD, Spirit Eyes.
Against blue, blue sky, spreads his wings, starts to fly. Swift air below, hears his cry. I learn to see with spirit eyes. I learn to see with spirit eyes. Hungry wolf, timid deer, no time for anger, no time for fear. They both know the chase is near.
One of the lovely voices you heard behind Matt on that track was his lovely wife, Wendy Maxwell, who was a singer-songwriter in her own right. Here, Because It Flips Me Out, is her haunting track from the Bowen Eclectic CD, Le Ciel Tombé.
La poule.
Also on stage that evening was Rob Bailey, who recorded all the audiobooks I've done for Blackstone Audio at his Treehouse studio here on Bowen Island. Rob performed on bass behind Tune Shoot's guitar and also performed a couple of tunes solo, and I hope to get the video soon so that next podcast maybe I can play you some of them. For now, here's a track featuring Rob and Stan Gaggiola from Bowen Eclectic called Blues for Ken.
3, 4.
Once the video of that evening has been edited and reaches me, I'll play you some samples of the folks I've left out tonight, such as Nelson Lapine, or if you prefer, Lapine, Neil Hammond, who did sets with both Bob Doucette and with Keona Hammond, Brenda Reed and Ron Van Dyke, the ubiquitous Tune Shoot, who backed up half the acts, and Mark Gothrop, who pulled off the remarkable feat of opening with Lennon and McCartney's A Day in the Life and then playing a better song of his own. And I must give a shout-out to the MC David Cameron, who kept everyone in stitches, and the brilliant auctioneer Graham Ritchie, who took advantage of all those loose stitches to pick every pocket in the house on Jeannie's behalf. In addition to the fine music, there were also some surprise treats in store for Jeannie and me that night, above and beyond the audience's astonishing generosity in the auctions, I mean. Jeannie and I were greatly pleased that among the guests packing Kate's Hall that night was, surprise, an old shipmate of ours. Literally, Gail Mead, who was one of the passengers who participated in a literary cruise with us up the Inside Passage to Alaska on the SS Zuiderdam a few years ago. Regular listeners of this podcast may recall that Gail's anti-war song, Letters Home, seriously impressed Neil Young. You'll find it in one of the archived episodes of this podcast. Gail, like the aforementioned Todd Butler, was not able to wedge her way into the performing lineup for sheer lack of time, but she did bring many copies of her latest CD, Common Good, for sale. And guess who turns out to play lead guitar on several tracks? My dear friend and longtime known accomplice, Mr. Amos Garrett of Turner Valley, Alberta. Here's the opening track of the CD, Common Good, The War Goes On. It does, doesn't it? They do, don't they?
They say we're lucky, we live in a country where we're free to march in the streets, but you just might get arrested if they don't like the slogan on your T-shirt. My letters to the editors and the senators fall upon deaf ears. I'm free to speak, but no one's listening. And the war goes on. And the war goes on and on and on and on. They said, trust us, we know what we're doing. Go shopping, go to Disney, go to sleep. How quickly we forgot what we were so afraid of losing. How quickly we forgot what it means to be free. My letters to the editors and the senators fall upon deaf ears. I'm free to speak, but no one's listening. Goes on, and the war goes on, the war goes on, and the war goes on.
But as David Simon reminded us all in his incredible television series, The Wire,
"You heroic motherfuckers kill me. Fighting the war on drugs, one brutality case at a time."
"Girl, you can't even call this shit a war."
"Why not?"
"Wars end."
Unlike the war on drugs, they only seem to last forever and get nowhere. The second and biggest surprise of the evening was a surprise on Jeannie, the unexpected appearance of her beloved sister Lori O'Neill from Dartmouth, Massachusetts, weeks earlier than we'd been led to expect her. Gail and Michelle and others had conspired so perfectly to conceal her arrival until the concert actually began that Jeannie and I were completely blown away, and the crowd roared its approval. Nor were the surprises done. Lori brought a DVD she'd shot only days earlier of Jeannie's youngest sister, Dori Leger, outdoors at a stunning Massachusetts nature preserve we'd all visited only weeks before, singing a brand new song Dori had just completed for Jeannie called Three Wishes, accompanied by her husband Don Leger on guitar. We ran the video up on the big screen we'd been using to show slides of Jeannie's dance career as people were entering and seating themselves, and it brought the house down. This nature preserve, whose name I've managed to forget, contains six beautiful commissioned sculptures, each remarkable, but the one that made the biggest impression on both Jeannie and me was a field from which half a dozen ladders made of branches reached up into the sky. A lovely image. Here is the audio from that DVD. You'll notice a noisy plane in the background toward the end that Dori ignores with the aplomb of the true pro that she is. Here are Dori and Don Leger with Three Wishes.
Thank you.
the first time I lost it and started crying that night. Fortunately, everyone else was watching the screen and sniffing some themselves. The third time I lost it and dampened my mustache was while I was on stage myself, surprising Jeannie with a love song we've both loved dearly and identified with for 35 years, and which I've almost never sung to her before because I lack the instrumental chops to accompany it alone. But I had managed to unearth for this concert a track of instrumental accompaniment by the song's composer, Jeannie's eldest sister, Kathleen Rubico, currently musical director for Dionne Warwick. It's one of even her most beautiful tunes, called My Beautiful Fate with You, and I'll try and reproduce it for you now. Sampling day to day with you is tasting joy, feeling new, making peace an easier thing to do. Being whole is my natural state, my beautiful fate with you. Before you came, my life was lost, all loving still, unfulfilled, never knowing what my heart was saying, never praying. Oh, what a dismal world I lived in. Now living with you is growing to understand that the world is a series of dreams made to come true with you. Oh, what joy my heart is singing, a burning hope, treasured verse to share till our last day on earth. A poem of trust and faith, my beautiful fate with you. Thank you, Sister Kathy. But the second and by far the most dehydrating face flood of the evening for me came when Jeannie got up on stage and danced. You have to understand that a dancer is what Jeannie was born to be, a dancer and a dance maker. When she dances, she becomes more even than her remarkable self, more than human. Roger Zelazny would have said that she takes on her aspect and raises up her attribute. She has been retired from performance for 20 years. If you don't count her work last year in Zero Gravity, this was the first time I had seen my wife dance on stage in 2 decades. I know I will be very lucky if I am ever granted that opportunity again in this lifetime. You further need to understand that Jeannie and I first met 35 years ago, in near total darkness, by the light of a single sooty kerosene lamp. We communicated almost entirely by voice in the dark. That was enough to cause me to make inquiries and learn she was in a dance company and determined to pretend to be interested in modern dance so I could get into her pants. So literally, the first time I ever got a good look at her, she was on stage dancing. I didn't even realize I was crying until the dance was over, but by the time I'd finished drying my face, I knew I needed to marry her. I can report that the effect is quite undiminished 35 years later. This dance was sensibly short, barely 2.5 minutes, but bursting with bliss, pulsing with joy, vibrant with life, Jeannie's last message for her audience. If any of it comes across on the video, I'll try to post at least excerpts from it on my and Jeannie's website, says AVI. For now, all I can do is give you the music, which is brief quotes from two works by different hands. The first, Open My Heart, is by Lisa Thiel and others and is excerpted from the splendid CD Songs of Kuan Yin, Music and Mantra of the Goddess of Compassion. The second piece is excerpted from Golden Eternity by our friend and my Zen master webmaster Colin McDonald, who reminds us, as Jeannie did with her dance, that there is no such thing as past or future, but only one golden eternity. Left to do is to gratefully acknowledge the help of the show techs, Ian Davidson on lights, Gord Carson as a cameraman, Aaron Gerringer, Neil Hammond as stagehands, and Doug Fleetham and Peter Gerringer on sound. I'd like to thank Megan Draper for the poster and program, Richard Palberg for handling tickets. I particularly want to thank the organizing committee, Jacqueline Massey, Matt Maxwell, Michelle Mayrink, and Jackie Minns. All the volunteers, including Julie Andre, Lisa Cote, John, Marissa, and Rebecca Dumbrell, Neil Hammond, Nina Hughes, Sam Knowles, Gail Mead, Anna Mann, Two Men in a Truck, Wendy Maxwell, Renee Mayrink, Stefania Short, and Shale Rinch. And I can't begin to thank all the many people who donated items for the auction, because the list fills the entire last page of a very large and packed program. Every one of you, your generosity has moved us and touched us deeply, and we do appreciate. And I'd be remiss if I did not thank James Spasto, Jeannie's partner in the Stardance movie, for putting together a beautifully edited and introduced reel of high-def highlights from the footage he shot during Jeannie's adventures in Zero Gravity last year with dancer Kathleen McDonough. Jim's big-screen tribute to them was literally the first act of the night and left the audience enthralled and moved, a good sign for the film and a great kickoff for the evening. My sincere and humble apologies to anyone else who helped make that night so special that I've forgotten, overlooked, or mispronounced. And we must also particularly thank our dear friend Jan Schroeder, who continues to run an auction on Jeannie's behalf. The best way to get in touch with that auction is by following the link at stardancemovie.blogspot.com. At this recording, she's already auctioned off Dinner with Harlan and Susan Ellison, but she still has some amazing items from David Gerald to come, and a whole bunch of autographed and personalized leather-bound editions of books by me and Jeannie. As I say, you'll find a link there directly at stardancemovie.blogspot.com, and you will also find some lovely still pictures of Jeannie in the act of dancing, and a shot of her sister Lori, and one final shot of Jeannie and me singing goodnight to all the folks from on stage. Since Jeannie is currently asleep as I record this, and I'm not very good at harmonizing with myself, I don't get along very well with me, instead of attempting to reproduce it solo, I'm going to give you the gentleman who originally recorded it, Crosby and Nash, and the fellow who wrote it accompanying them on the keyboards, Mr. James Raymond. Here is Lay Me Down.
The windmills, and some of them were still. Sometimes it's hard to catch the wind and bend it to your will. Even though it's hard to know just how the story ends. The road is long and it takes its time. On that you can depend. Lay me down in the river and wash this place away. Break me down like sand from a stone. Maybe I'll be whole again one day. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again. Somewhere between heaven and hell, a soul knows where it's been. I want to feel my spirit lifted up and catch my breath again. Lay me down in the river and wash this place away. Down like sand from a stone. Maybe I'll be whole again one day. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again one day.
Well, I suppose I could stop there. I've already exceeded my nominal hour. But instead, I'm going to let Gail Mead take us home, because she's a friend, because she's a sweetheart, and because she's got a song here whose lyrics absolutely nail everything I've been talking about for the last hour. There's a version of this, a studio version, on the album I mentioned earlier, Common Good. This, however, is a live version from a harder-to-find CD called Live at Jessel's. Hell, you came a lot of miles to help make that evening a special one for Jeannie and me. Probably more miles than anybody but Jeannie's sister, Lori. So why don't you take us all home now with James Taylor's beautiful song, Secret of Life.
The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time . Any fool can do it . There ain't nothing to it . Cause nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill . Since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is opening up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let that stand in your way. 'Cause anyone knows that love is the only road. Since we're only here for a while, we might as well show some style. Give us a smile. Isn't it a lovely ride? Sliding down, try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. Now the thing about time is that time isn't really real. It's just your point of view. How does it feel for you? Einstein said, spinning through space, that smile upon your face. Welcome to the human race. Some kind of lovely ride. I'll be sliding down, gliding down. Try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. Isn't it a lovely ride? See me sliding down, try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
And please don't forget to hold a good thought from my friend Joe Haldeman. And for his friend and caregiver, Gay.